distinguished Governor of Virginia, Governor Allman, Mr. Mayor, my colleagues in the Congress, Congressman Porter Hardy, Congressman Tom Downing, Congressman Vaughn Gay, Mr. Kellams, Bill Bratter, ladies and gentlemen, as the Democratic standard bearer, I come to Virginia and ask the support of the Democrats of Virginia. The Democratic Party was started by Virginians, and I cannot believe in the most difficult, changing, and dangerous time in the life of our country that the Democrats of Virginia are going to support Richard Milhouse Nixon and the Republican Party. More than 165 years ago, Thomas Jefferson and James Madison went up the Hudson River on a botanical expedition searching for butterflies and fish. They came down the river. They met in New York City with the leaders of the New York political group. They founded the coalition, which has existed from that time to this, between the South, the rural South, and the industrial North, which formed the Democratic Party and built this country of ours. And I cannot believe that the party which Jefferson founded is now going to put its confidence in the Republican Party. I can understand 1952. President Eisenhower hadn't been a Democrat or a Republican. But now, 1960, he's right out of the Republican tradition. Mr. Nixon stands where Tom Dewey stood, where Ralph Landon stood, where Coolidge stood, where Harding stood, McKinley, Taft. Where did they get those candidates? That is the Republican Party. And is Virginia, the home of the Democratic Party, going to support the Republicans in 1960? I do not believe so. It is fashionable for Richard Nixon and his foray south to say that Lyndon Johnson and I are not in the tradition of Thomas Jefferson. Well, there has been a change since Thomas Jefferson in the 160 years. But can you tell me what Thomas Jefferson has in common with Richard Nixon? The fact of the matter is that in Thomas Jefferson's day, the Federalist Party in my own part of New England, they expelled a senator from my state because they supported Thomas Jefferson and the Louisiana Purchase. A contemporary described Thomas Jefferson as a gentleman of 32 who could calculate an eclipse, survey an estate, tie an artery, plan an edifice, try a cause, break a horse, dance the minuet, and play the violin. What has he got in common with Richard Nixon? Then they come down here and say that we're not the party of Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson is the only president of the United States ever censured by the Senate because he tried to break the power of the Second Bank of Philadelphia and the Whig Party. The predecessors of the Republican Party censured him. Then they come down and say, well, we're not the party of Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson was broken by a Republican majority in the United States Senate. They invoked...